Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Take up the volume a little bit. I can't hear it.
Turn it up, suckers.
Crank it up.
Turn them asses up.
I can't say the real thing. It's a quote from one of the Dave Chappelle skits where he's like in the studio. He's imitating some other, you know, rapish R&B kind of musician guy. And he's all, turn them up. Turn them asses up. I can't hear ass. Turn them up.
Crank it.
Crank it up. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. I hear something weird.
It's coconut.
Like in the oh, it is too. He's crying for mom.
Okay,
all right.
The studio beast.
Yeah, the studio beast is suffering from. Well, he's not homesick.
Wee beast.
He's master sick. Like yeah, yeah.
Stockholm syndrome.
Something.
Am I being detained?
Actually, I let him out of his cage, so you know, hopefully I'm the benevolent dictator. Right,
but didn't let him past the walls. I see how this
Well, he's allowed to come in here and hang
you
out.
You can have
us,
a bigger like, cage.
You know, basically.
But you can't go outside.
It's kind of like...
But freedom eludes you.
It's kind of like cows, you know, having a pasture, right?
Yeah.
Like if you keep them in the barn, they stop giving milk eventually. Right, yeah. Because they're captive. But if you give them the illusion of freedom and just let them roam the pasture, even though it's fenced in, they're just way happier.
Don't
now they
go
get
near that
again.
Electric
have
fence.
Have you seen the cows with the VR goggles?
No.
Oh, man. It's a thing.
To make them believe they're outside
yes.
when they're really
so they
not.
Don't even have to let them out.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Wow.
I'm
the
still,
milk
I'm
is
still
flowing.
Drinking milk.
The proof is in the milk?
Yeah, I guess whatever.
Let's see. Captain's log, stardate 04142024. It's a lot of fours.
Wow.
In the studio tonight, it's myself.
All right, that's enough.
You're talking with him?
The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me tonight.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
That was the biggest breath I think I've ever taken.
Yeah, I was like, come on, dude, I gotta say this now. I can't hold it forever.
We'll be right back after this.
I titled tonight's show, what is it?
Renato
von Mises. So that's a combination of two names. Those of you familiar with Free Talk Live and things like voluntarism or libertarianism or even better, Austrian economics, Mises, Rothbard, you know, these types of things, you will know that Ludwig von Mises, or Ludwig von Mises, depending on your dialect,
sure,
is somebody that you want to read. Now, there is a video going round.
It's viral?
The interwebs.
It is viral.
It is viral.
Officially viral.
It is officially viral. What is that, 100 million views? A million views?
No.
What is it? Viral.
But what's the guy's name, Richie?
Renato Moicano.
Okay. And he
say
did
that three times.
He did a thing. He won a thing. What did he win?
He won a fight.
Was
in the UFC.
So it wasn't like a championship.
It was just, not a championship.
Just a match.
Just a fight. He had a fight on the fight card, UFC 300.
Okay.
Last night.
It was a pay-per-view?
I don't know if his part was on pay-per-view. I don't recall at this point.
It's called a premium live event.
Well, okay, fine. But there's the non-pay-per-view aspect of it that if you subscribe to like ESPN Plus or whatever,
you'll get
for free.
To see it. Yeah.
And then there's like the main card on pay-per-view.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I only ask because it seems to me if it was broadcast, the clips that have been circling around would be bleeped.
Okay.
For FCC sake.
The clips that I've seen up until, well, I got here for show prep tonight, somebody was like, no, go to this particular, I think it's the official UFC channel, and they've got the bleeped version. So I've got that pulled up for us tonight, because he said, like, You're in the throes of victory.
He just got beat up. Well, right? No, he won.
Well, no, he won. He won.
Yeah, but he still got some punches.
Yeah.
No, he got
rocked
beat up
a little bit, yeah, and then won.
And like, you know, he has just exerted himself to his professional best. Right?
He won a fight.
And won a fight. Now,
I mean, if you want a fight.
Yeah, or like
I wouldn't make one punch against
or like
that
a sporting
guy.
Event. Like you play baseball, you play football or something, right? You put your all into something and you just won a game. There's this immediate like jubilation, this sense of relief, this like, yes, I won, right? You get this like sort of high off of the you know, winning the match, right? And so think about it for a minute. This guy has just given it his physical all. He's covered in sweat, right?
Blood.
He just beat up a guy, and another guy beat up him, you know, and whoever beat the other guy worse, like, you know, won.
Right.
Right? And so this is the guy that won, and he's in this moment. He's having this moment. And instead of doing what most sports people do...
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, or... I'd like to thank my mom and Jesus and my Aunt Dorothy and yeah, all this kind of a thing, right? And he doesn't do that at all. And we've pulled this up because it is super interesting. We're just going to play it now.
So, I'm not going to do my speech, but first of all, I love America. I love the Constitution. I love the First Amendment. I want to carry and own us. I love it. Property, and let me tell you something. If you care about your country, read Ludwig von Mises and the Six Lessons of the Austrian Economic School.
Whoa.
If you love your
is that
country,
Joe Rogan jumping in there?
Yeah, Joe Rogan was doing the interview.
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
If you love your country, read Ludwig von Mises and the Six Lessons of the Austrian School.
Yeah, you bleeper bleeper bleepers.
That's the interbleeps.
Yeah. If you love your bleeping country, FCCing country, he loves the First Amendment,
private property.
Yeah.
Wants to carry all the guns.
Yeah. And so this is his, I just got done beating a guy who was trying to beat me. This is his post-win speech.
Being in the United States.
And he's Brazilian, so he's like from Brazil.
Right.
Yeah.
He's probably a Bolsonaro supporter, I'm sure.
I don't know how often I can cite somebody of a prominent sports nature doing anything remotely like the best thing. The next best thing that I can remember was when Russell Okung, NFL offensive lineman, wanted his signing bonus in Bitcoin.
He also did that on Twitter. He asked for his paycheck in Bitcoin. Mm.
This guy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, the antithesis of this guy would be that guy Kelsey from the Kansas City Chiefs football team.
Travis.
Oh, Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess he just got a postgraduate diploma or something like he made his GED. He got his diploma and he chugged a beer and slammed it down. Like,
okay.
America,
man.
I guess.
Yeah.
But this guy's in the U.S. and he's just like, I love it.
I mean, one of the more fan favorite UFC fighters does a shoey when he wins.
A shoey?
That you spit into a shoe, then pour your beer into the shoe, then chug the beer out of the shoe with spit in it.
So the shoe you just fought in?
No.
Just a shoe.
It's like people from the crowd will spit in the shoe, pour the beer in it, and hand him to it, and he will chug the beer out of the shoe. Yes.
Wow. That's a fan favorite.
He's from New Zealand, so it's not an American thing.
That seems unsanitary.
I mean, you don't have to do it.
Put a Foster's Lager in there.
I've got athlete's tongue.
Okay. Thrush. It's called thrush.
Thrush.
Athlete's tongue? It's called thrush? What he does.
No, yeast infection of your mouth is thrush, which is probably similar to
from the shoe.
Could be. I don't know.
Or the spit.
If you've got athlete's tongue, it's probably thrush.
Okay. Or, like, what if somebody just sprayed, like, you know, foot deodorant or something right in their
I'm
shoe?
I'm not saying they don't, but, you know, my only point is it's not strictly, drinking beer is not an American thing.
Right.
And in other cultures, they do it better.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they do.
It's a risk you have to take.
But, like, these are reasons why I'm not a UFC fighter, like, among the many.
Okay.
I refuse to drink.
This is the number one reason.
He was ejected in the draft. They didn't want him.
This is at least one of the hundreds of reasons.
I want to say it's down the list, but certainly.
But, yeah, like,
age and ability, probably one and two.
This guy's got, you know, he's a little more hardcore than I am when it comes to like his stunts with the audience, right?
Sure, yeah,
you know, that kind of a thing.
But you got him beat on.
I got a much larger beard. Yeah. Got him beat on beard growth. So
well, he's young.
I've got that going for me, which is nice.
Which is nice.
All right. So then, classic.
Yes, sir.
You brought up, what's the other guy?
Dana White, who is the CEO of.
I don't
UFC.
Know his official position
he's
anymore.
Owner?
President? He's not
president.
The owner.
He's a bigwig of MMA.
He's an executive of the UFC.
Okay,
but they were like sold and bought and sold and bought. And
he's
so
like
I don't
the
know.
Vince McMahon of WWE.
Yeah, but you can't say Vince McMahon anymore. So he's
right.
He's the figurehead of the UFC.
I see.
Like he's the top dog. Right below, like, the owners.
He's the big kahuna.
Let's come back to this, because I want to grab this call. This is David Ridley calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ridley Report.
Hey, guys. Yeah, a little bit off topic, but New Hampshire has won yet another sort of first prize. It always, you know, it wins a lot of, you know, whenever they rate the 50 states as to which one is number one, New Hampshire is almost always in the top five.
Tell us what we've won, Dave.
Well, it sucks being a number
two. The thing we are apparently best at now that they've discovered is intelligence.
Oh, and lottery winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think New Hampshire's number one for lottery winners.
Is that a correlation or a causation? Do smarter people win the lottery? Because I don't see a lot of those people in the interviews.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought the two would be connected. But, according to a survey by guru99.com, New Hampshire has the highest average IQ of any state in the union.
Now, what is IQ, Richie?
Intelligence quotient.
Okay. And how does it, I don't understand, I have met some people who have insanely high IQs who are... And they do some dumb stuff.
Okay.
Right? I'm like, wow, you got a high IQ. But you just, so, like, how is IQ a measure of intelligence?
They issue a test called an IQ test.
Yeah.
And the higher you score, the more intelligent you are, theoretically.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know what you're driving at, but that's how it works.
Okay. David?
And there are some people that believe that there's a racial component to that, and some people that don't.
I see.
A friend of mine in high school... She knew a guy who almost ran over Albert Einstein because Einstein wasn't paying. Einstein was not paying any attention to the road.
My roads.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. If Einstein were alive today, he would probably be diagnosed autistic.
Yeah.
Likely. Yeah. So almost ran him over.
He survived, as you may have heard.
Okay.
Last I checked, he was dead.
So, about this survey, do you have any, you know, details, like how many people and, you know, how do other states compare?
Yeah. What was interesting is there were, as you know, there were 10 states which the Free State Project was trying to pick from where we would try to designate libertarians, you know, could move there, right? We would vote for a state and then we'd move there,
right,
and be together, which is how we got Free Talk Live in Keene and how we got me in Winchester and how we got all these, you know, thousands of libertarians moved to New Hampshire. Well, when that process was going on, there were 10 states on the list that we were picking from, you know, small states where we'd have an actual impact with a small group of movers. And so six of the 10 Free State Project states are actually in the high IQ list.
Nice.
So, you know, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Vermont, Wyoming. So those are all on the top 10 IQ list, and those were all Free State Project candidates.
Okay. Captain may have tried to ask this question. What's the implication on what drives that statistic? Like, what makes those states smarter than the rest?
I think it's being rural. I think people tend to be smarter in rural areas, but I could, maybe it's something else.
Interesting.
Okay.
I know Mark Edge often will cite, you know, a lot of social discourse, at least in the United States, occurs between the city folk and the country folk, as it were,
right.
the rural versus the urban.
But you don't really think of the rural as the intelligent ones. right? That's not the university students.
Yeah, but they could skin a buck and run a trot line.
Yeah, the stereotype. That's true. The stereotype.
They know how to survive.
Or the layman's logic would have you think that, oh, well, because universities are generally in cities and big city, you know, the big cities is where people go to college and, you know, all yeah. the businesses are, that you would think that there would be a higher level of intelligence in
That's
in
my
cities,
suggestion, yes.
Right.
But if they were so smart, why are they in school?
To get smarter.
Oh, to get smarter. Oh, okay.
Right. When you want to learn something new, what do? You
go to YouTube?
Well, but you educate yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so really, what else?
I'm not going to get in debt for that.
There were two other numbers listed. This is an article on Boston25.com, mm-hmm. Which is a TV station in Massachusetts. The article, I don't know what the original source on this was, but the article said that New Hampshire also has the lowest percent of the population with low literacy skills.
Can you say that again?
And it also has the highest GDP per capita at about $75,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've heard the GDP one before, but the other two are new to me.
I think that has to do with the lottery winnings.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Perhaps you are correct.
I'm going to check the magic right
now. That's just what's in this article. I mean, you could just go on for days talking about all the areas where New Hampshire is in the top five. You know, it's always the top five in terms of safety. It's always the top five in terms of just about every good thing you would want to have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly, you know, top five, well, top two in gun laws, maybe even top one. Like, I think usually overall freedom, there's two things that usually come out, two different sources that publish the overall yeah. freedom rankings of states. And New Hampshire is generally number one. Occasionally, it'll fall into a number two category to, like, Texas or something like that.
Florida.
Yeah. But, like, it's always in the top two for sure.
So, I guess the reason the causation is relevant, this comes back from one of, like, the few things to take away from when I was in college. Right. This was like an environmental economics class. Mm-hmm. I don't remember much, but the professor was very clear because he was old and about to retire. And so he didn't really care about following the coursework. It was like, there's always some place that is number one for a thing.
Right.
Like there is a city on the planet that has the highest rate of cancer per capita.
Right.
Because that's how statistics work.
Or the best cheesesteak.
Whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
So New Hampshire happens to be the state with the highest IQ. What does that mean? Or do we produce more money? Do we produce more products?
Yeah.
Do we export more value to the rest of the world? Or is it just a bunch of nerds sitting around on Reddit typing away?
David?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's important to look at all the other numbers, all the other statistics. Yeah. Are we number one in a lot of other things? Are we in the top five in
yeah.
almost everything? And since the answer to both of those questions is yes, I guess the okay. IQ is helping us.
All right, well, but if we start importing a bunch of dummies from Alabama as part of the Free State Project, right?
Right.
That number's going to go down because it can't go up because you're introducing lower IQ people into a higher IQ pool.
So, not necessarily, because people who move are going to be different from people who just live in Alabama. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're probably going to have a higher IQ just to move for the Free State Project or the greater... freedom movement here.
I also caveated. I said import a bunch of dummies from Alabama.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you bring in people with lower IQs, your statistics are going to go down because
yeah.
that's how statistics work.
I do have a question for you, Dave. Did you get any sense from the article of like the history of IQ in New Hampshire? Like, has New Hampshire like sort of always had, you know, a higher IQ, or is this new?
It didn't give a history. Okay. No, the article is short, too. It's kind of more of a bullet list than a detailed article.
All right, fair enough. Anything else you want to add tonight?
That is all.
Where do people find you, sir?
ReadilyReport.com.
And again,
yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. This is going to be a toss-up, right? Because
Thanks for the call, Dave.
There's some people that suggest there's a racial component, right? And over some odd number of years... New Hampshire has been, what do you call those, sanctuary cities for like African refugees, right? And if they're coming in and lowering the population of like white people, you know, wasps. White people, right?
Wait, what's a wasp?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Oh, it's not, we are sexually perverted?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you might be.
Well.
The circles there was, you run in.
There's a band, 80s band, sort of pre-hair, hair metal. Like when, like, they're like more of like a Motorhead, like rock and roll, drinking F and, you know, cause trouble, called Wasp.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, or We Are Satan's, you know, I don't know, something.
People.
Yeah, something like that. But like there was all sorts of acronyms thrown about for that. Anyway, go ahead.
No, that's it. Some people will make that claim.
Well, right, so but like
a racial component.
You're alluding. You're alluding to in your description. You're alluding to people of color having a lower IQ than people of, you know, other
white
races.
People.
Well, what about Asians? Because I'm told Asians, particularly like the Chinese and Japanese, have super high IQs.
Yes, we are not importing Asians.
By way of comparison.
By the state of New Hampshire are not importing Asians.
We should, right?
Like, if you want to yeah. bump up your IQ number,
yeah.
you'll bring in Asians and Jews.
Yeah, we'll take some Cubans, too.
Can we kill two stones with one bird and bring in, like, Asians who have converted to Judaism?
Sure.
I'm just curious, man. Like, these are questions I would have.
But those are the two statistically higher than whites.
I see. Okay. All right.
I've got the story from WCYY. It says New Hampshire is among the luckiest states in the country. As Ridley was talking about the highest IQ.
Lucky.
Well, it came out a few months ago that New Hampshire was the luckiest state in the country when it came to lottery winners.
Ooh.
The study explained that New Hampshire has produced 3 jackpot wins with a combined jackpot total of $1.2 trillion. I don't know. It's like a lot of numbers.
Half of which went to the government.
Right. $1.2 billion. Right. So 50% goes, well, but it says, you know what's even cooler than being the luckiest state in the country? New Hampshire has a 0% tax rate on jackpot winning. So once you win, the money is yours.
Oh,
not Uncle Sam.
Well,
that's lucky.
New Hampshire, the state, has 0% tax.
You're still paying half to the
Right.
Feds.
You're paying, you don't have to pay anything to Uncle Sununu. But you have to pay Uncle Sam,
right? Right. Yeah. All right. Uncle Scam. Is,
and at, that, why at that value, right, you're at the higher end of the tax bracket.
Yeah. So if you buy your ticket and you have a winning ticket, what do you have, a year to claim that ticket?
Oh, I have no idea.
Or a half a year? A few months?
I feel like a year is long, but you have some period of time.
Couldn't you change your residence after, or is it like buying fire insurance after your house burns down?
I don't know. All I know is that the advice that I've been given, and this is not legal advice, is if you do win the lottery, get a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
You can afford one then.
Or a tax attorney, probably.
Or both.
Right? Yeah.
I may have bought like one or two token lottery tickets when I first moved. But I'm from Hawaii, and there's no gambling there. So I've never grown up around it.
Yeah.
No legal gambling.
Oh, I see. All right. Because I'm certain there's some gambling going on somewhere.
At my uncle's house every Friday.
On the Hawaiian Islands. If nothing more than like online betting against, you know, sports and that kind of
thing. Find your local chicken fight. Right.
Coming up, we have more on this surprisingly libertarian standpoint coming from the UFC. We've got a number two story, and we'll find out if we got a double flush coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes.
And we're back.
I almost forgot what day it was.
It started with a yes. I was like, what's
yes.
going on? Yes, we're back.
Yes.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back.
I was just shouting out a great band.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is that what we're doing now?
That's my cover for my language, you know, slip not up. Language, but.
Faux pas? Yeah.
My no vocabulary. Like
Wall thing. Of Voodoo.
Well, so on Saturdays, when we kind of like, yes, it is Free Talk Live, right? Okay. But then, like, on Sundays, we do the And We're Back. And, well, just for a second there, I forgot what day it was.
He's back on Saturday.
I was just here yesterday.
You just remember that Sunday is actually the best day of the week.
Just remembered. Member berries.
Is it the beginning of the week or is it the end of the week?
It is the beginning of the end of the beginning of the week.
It's the end of the beginning.
All right.
Of the beginning of the end.
Okay.
Yes.
Of the week.
You ever see calendars that start on Monday?
Yes.
Like, I don't understand.
It's arbitrary, man.
Yeah.
Like when they went to the Gregorian calendar, they just went, okay, we're just going to like skip some days so we can catch up to them and then we're all good.
Right. I thought, leap year, throw that in there.
I thought the Gregorian calendar was only for guys named Greg.
Maybe.
Okay. I think it started that way.
All right, very well.
Either way, it's arbitrary. Just like time zones, you picked a start and then you just lived with it for the rest of your entire existence.
So wait.
13
if
months,
the calendar is
days.
Arbitrary, I can just be like, Hey, Happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
You absolutely could.
Yeah. Like tomorrow starts the new year.
And this would be the captain's calendar.
Yeah.
The captain's star calendar. Date, captain's calendar.
Yeah.
New year. One.
Yeah. In the year one.
Yeah.
Right. Or do you have to start with zero?
You do what you want. There's or, no zero.
It's on the, arbitrary.
There's no zero on the Gregorian
Can
calendar.
I do like,
it went from like negative one to one.
So this'll
there's no year zero.
This'll resonate with some older people. If you're over 45 or even 40, if you've ever had a checkbook, right?
Yeah.
So when you go to order checks, it used to be that people would not take your check if your check number
was too low.
So if you're in the hundreds, you just got a new, they're like, no, sorry, we can't take that. And so eventually people got smart, and when they'd open a new bank account, they're like, can you start my checks in the 5,000 range? And they're like, sure. And so that sort of, you know, was a workaround for people not taking your checks. So anyway.
Start where you want.
It's arbitrary.
Yeah.
Numbers.
New Year's Eve.
But if you want people to follow it, then you got to be consistent for like thousands of years.
Right. Okay. I'll work on that.
Okay. Get going on that.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. I just want to play this clip again from, what's his name?
Renato Moicano.
That's Thank you.
And he won a thing at the UFC, and then
he beat someone up for money.
But they're not going to give me, because somebody asked it. They say, hey, this is Disney. You cannot curse. So I'm not going to do my speech, but... First of all, I love America. I love the Constitution. I love the First Amendment. I want to carry and own us. I love property. And let me tell you something. If you care about your country, I'll read Ludwig von Mises and the Six Lessons of the Austrian Economic School.
And I know what's just so great.
Mother FCCers.
It's just like... You know, he's out of breath, right? And he's just using his platform for for awesome.
Right. You have 1 minute after your win. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
And that's what he says.
And he even says, he's like, I'm not going to say my speech.
Right.
Instead, I just want to say this.
Right, because he's in America.
Right.
He's trying to wake people up.
All right. So we played that in the first segment of the show. I just wanted to replay it for people who are just tuning in. And then... There's this other guy, Dana White.
Well, before you go on,
okay.
Since he mentioned it, and I was able to find this really quickly, the six lessons he references is the book Economic Policy by Ludwig von Mises.
Nice.
So if you want to know what those six lessons are, you know, get the book.
Yeah. Go to the Von Mises Institute.
And it's free there. There's a link.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
So he's a UFC fighter.
So, he's a UFC fighter. He won his match, and he gave that for his... post-win, you know, Joe Rogan sticks a mic in front of his face. He's still in the ring. Like, he hasn't gone and showered and, you know, has come out to a formal press conference. This is like...
He's still sweating.
Immediately after the fight. And so then, sometime later, Dana White, who is...
Not sometime later.
No, this was...
What he's about to play is well ahead, months ago.
Yeah, this is earlier, but it shows a pattern of UFC fighters who don't... are not woke? What would the
or freedom oriented?
Freedom, there's like it's a freedom sport. They don't bow down. So this is Dana White, who is the president of UFC.
UFC, yes. All right.
At a press conference,
here's what he had to say.
Dana, if I get over here, Sean Strickland, the story of the week, maybe the story of the last year, 14 months. You know, there was a bit of a scuffle earlier this week. Some comments he made, some offensive comments, caused some public backlash. But I don't, and I know you're not in the policy of policing your fighter speech, but was there any discussion with UFC, ESPN, Bud Light, you know, any sponsors about like how to kind of handle this situation?
Zero.
You obviously give a long leash to your fighters about, you know, what they can say when they are up there with a UFC microphone and you are getting into territory of homophobia, transphobia. Like, is there...
I don't give anybody a leash.
Well, I'm saying you...
A leash? Free speech. I control what people say. I'm going to tell people what to believe.
LRN.FM.
Dump it.
Oh, I knew it was dangerous. I knew it was dangerous. I tried to remember where it was before he said that, but, you know, all right. At any rate.
So he's basically shutting down a reporter.
I like what he's like. I'm not giving anyone a leash. A leash?
Right. On free speech?
Yeah. Like, I don't tell anybody what to believe or what to think. Yeah. Right? And that should be the default position of everyone, everywhere, all of the time, in my opinion.
And he's saying that to a reporter who's on a leash, probably from his newspaper or media outlet.
Well, the reporter's trying to create clickbait, right? He's trying to bait him into saying something about, you know, so that's all approved by the, or we had to talk about it. And the dude's just like, no. Yeah. Why would I? Why would he try and police any of his fighters' speech? I don't understand why the interviewer even is asking that question.
Well, because in other organizations, they do. Hmm. Right? Football interviews, baseball interviews, basketball interviews.
Yeah, just don't diss the sponsor.
Yeah, just don't diss the sponsor. Right. You get in trouble if you diss the sponsor.
Yeah. Outside the sponsor, everything's fair game.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, he doesn't... It's also not that he protects them either, right? There are natural consequences to saying certain things,
right?
Right, that you might endure elsewhere,
right? And he's
may lose a sponsor,
right,
by saying certain because of this,
right?
But that's your money, man.
Bud Light,
whatever.
But
he's also not sticking up for his fighters.
Well, he's not saying that he agrees with anything any of his fighters say. He's just saying, on a leash? Why should I put anyone on? What do you mean on a leash? You know, and that should be the default position of anybody who loves freedom. Freedom of speech is important because, first of all, who gets to decide what is good speech versus bad speech?
The community.
Right?
Oh.
No, I'm just asking the question. And then,
sorry for answering.
How do you know? How does anybody know what, you know? So you have to allow all of the speech in order for you to have an opinion on whether something is bad. Right? And it's the unpopular opinions that need the most protection.
Hmm. It's right? Like, regulating food.
What's good? Every new technology that has ever been unleashed on humankind has been met with division, with fear, right? When the telegraph was invented, right? People were afraid. What do I need a telegraph for? Oh, you guys are, I can just write a letter and give it to the Pony Express guy, right? You know, it's met with all this kind of stuff. And people who support the telegraph, well, you're just anti-Pony Express.
Right.
Right? And so if those people got to say that, talk of the telegraph is hate speech.
Right. Then the telephone came along. Put all those telegraph operators out of business.
So in order for humankind to evolve, freedom of speech is a must.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Sure.
In my opinion, too.
Tempered by private property rights.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, if I go on your property and I start cussing up a storm, you're like, Captain, can you cut out the cussing?
Well, let me see if I can.
I'd be like, sure.
Yeah, bring a dump button next time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to pull up an article that I recently came across.
While you do that, I want to tell you, the last time I spoke to Ian Freeman, because they've moved him now from the county facility into a federal facility. I got to speak to him one time before they moved him. And so I've got him on speakerphone because we're trying to do some tech stuff for the show. And he goes, hang on a minute. And I go, okay. And I hear this. It sounds like the dump button. It's like a flush, right? And apparently he was taking a crap while he was talking to me. And I go, you know, at first I was just not going to say anything because, you know, I know what a prison cell looks like. It's just a bed with a toilet next to it, right? And I wasn't going
to
say anything.
With a toilet next to it.
I wasn't going to say anything. And then I go, hey, you know what? That reminded me of the dump button. And he laughed. He was like, oh, yeah, it really did.
So this headline came up throughout the week. Berkeley students disrupt a dinner at law dean's home, accused law professor of assault. So there was a postgraduate graduation dinner at the dean's house, private property, right? And she got up and started protesting the Palestinian Israel thing.
Okay.
Inappropriately, right? And was asked to leave.
Inappropriately?
Well, what is
a private residence?
Protest.
Well, yeah.
One of the students started doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, the entire graduating class comes to the dean's house for dinner.
Oh, okay.
Which is apparently a tradition at Berkeley.
Sure.
And she chose that moment to start a protest.
Okay.
Get up and disrupt the dinner to get her political views out.
Okay. Right?
At a private residence.
At a private residence.
And so did somebody go, hey, don't do that here?
The dean.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the private residence.
That's the private residence.
Yeah.
So it's not free speech absolutism, right? It's free speech tempered by private property rights.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Yeah. That's my point.
Okay. Good point. Well argued.
All right.
All right. So at any rate, it's
can we continue with that interview?
No, actually, no.
Maybe sadly, one dump per show.
One dump per show.
Sadly, in fact, I'm going to close these tabs. So I don't accidentally.
Unless you can do it multiple times during the during the breaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tremendous a punch back to the media.
It's the captain's log.
It's the captain's log. Wow. We got 15 minutes before we get to the number two story.
If I were more of a writer, I would have started the captain's blog.
Okay.
There was a blog platform. It wasn't Blogspot. Blogger? It was one of the early ones.
Blogger.
Maybe. Okay. Where you might even, it might still exist somewhere.
Tumblr?
There might be something that it was called the captain's blog somewhere. I might not have deleted all of the remnants of it.
No.
But I just took a, I don't even remember the first thing I wrote. It was something very benign and
test
one,
two, three. Is this working?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Hello, world.
But the idea, I got the idea from Lamb of God, the metal band, because when they were doing their blog, or when they started their blog, it was just called Lamb of Blog, but all in their font.
Oh,
right,
nice.
So I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then it occurred to me that I could start the captain's blog, but I'm just not much of a writer these days. I'm I write lyrics for songs or rewrite lyrics for songs if I'm doing parody, but I'm not writing articles. I'm not for long form writing much. I do some journaling, but that's for my mental health.
Just use AI to transcribe what you're speaking out loud and then post that as a transcript.
Yeah, but then I'm talking to myself, and that seems even more weird than I already am.
You could send the notes in for the show, and the AI could be in your chair.
I had an early version of Dragon, the speech.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
Yeah, the speech.
It was terrible.
It was. You
garbage.
You had to speak like this in order for it to get. You had to super over-enunciate all of your consonants.
Bought it, paid for it, went, nope, not going to write any college papers like this. Went back to typing.
Yeah. So where the heck were we?
I remember my son had he wrote something like 4 or 5 pages for a report, and he says, "Can you type this up for me?" I'm like, "No, I'm going to read it into my email and let it type it for me."
So anyway, Renato, what's his
name? Renato Moicano.
Moicano.
Renato Money Moicano. His nickname is Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking for his paycheck in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Fitting.
And he won. Hopefully he won on Friday and not Saturday.
No, it was the fights were Saturday.
Oh, so he won on the dip.
Okay.
Last night?
I don't think he got his paycheck yet, but he asked for it
by Twitter. Maybe they bought on the dip and they're going to pay him.
Could be.
In 2
They'll
weeks.
Just go through a Bitwage or one of those companies.
If they do it at all. He asked for it. They didn't even agree to
it. Right. Yeah. But even if they don't, it's not that difficult. Yeah. He can figure out how to do it.
I mean, if he's reading Ludwig von Mises, he's converting part of that paycheck, especially if he got a bonus.
Yeah.
He's converting some of it to Bitcoin.
You would hope.
He should monetize that video on YouTube.
He wasn't going to get a bonus because of his cussing, but they bumped up the bonuses for fighter pay to $300,000 per bonus.
I'm probably not getting a bonus either because of that guy's cussing.
Yeah. Okay.
you're losing money tonight, Captain.
I'll throw my stipend into the swear jar.
All right.
Wear the crown.
Sorry, FCC.
It wasn't even him, but he was warned.
Right.
Yeah.
Dana White cusses a lot.
All right. So what were we going to talk about next? Oh, no.
The fight.
I remember. No. Wait. No,
that was it. We got into it, and that was the start of the show.
We had something. I was going to segue that into something else somehow.
Oh.
Then Ridley called and
Okay, all right. Well, so one of the things that I am a proponent of when it comes to free speech is, of course, music, art.
Right? Okay,
these things need not be regulated by anybody for any reason, right? I can't imagine people themselves will decide what's in good taste and what isn't. Culture will help us define all of these things.
Right? I want to know which one you're segueing into before I make a joke.
This from news.sky.com. Chechnya.
Oh, different one.
Bans music.
All right.
That is too fast or too slow.
It's like the Goldilocks of music presidents.
Chechnya only likes music at a medium pace.
120 beats per minute.
Play that song either.
At a medium pace.
My buddy did that song at karaoke once and literally had food thrown at him for the lyrics. And had at least one person like walk up to the screen to make sure that this was a real thing. Like he wasn't just I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's the real song. Continue to pelt them with food, everybody.
Because some of the karaoke places will have the screen in front where the singer can see it, the teleprompter. But they'll also have a screen, like a big screen, like a projector screen behind where the rest of the audience can also read along with the lyrics.
Yeah. No, this was a small event and the only screen was in front of him and the microphone.
Like Footloose, the movie, taught us that you shouldn't ban dancing, right?
Only for white people.
White people.
Or anybody within 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But apparently Chechnya bans music that is too fast or too slow. Now, like, I remember, like, the PMRC, right, back in the 80s, they were trying Tipper Gore. They're trying to ban heavy metal and all that stuff. They were talking
what a mistake that was.
And Cyndi Lauper, didn't they ban her?
They tried to ban a bunch of stuff, and none of it worked. Okay. But there were talks about them, like, maybe we should only go after really fast music, because speed metal and thrash metal were sort of death metal. Like, those were all the hot topics for them.
Satan metal.
Yeah. But they, of course, didn't succeed, thankfully. But it's weird.
Well, here's what they did succeed because of that parental advisory sticker. I knew which albums to buy.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
The only thing they succeeded at was, actually increasing record sales for those people with cuss words in their lyrics.
I once asked for a CD that didn't have it, and my mom went, "You sure you want this one?"
Your mom sounds cooler than mine.
She was.
So it still is. It seems weird to me that they would ban music that's too fast or too slow, that they want just the right pace.
Like,
who decides what the right pace of music
is? The president of Chechnya.
Yeah,
apparently.
Get what you vote for.
The Russian.
My kids are driving me crazy. Someone slow this music down. But not too slow. Don't need them doing the sexy
what's
time.
What's the Russian time dance where they fold their arms over and they do the leg kicks what's that called?
I don't know.
I don't know either. The Russian Republic is said to have ruled that all music should, quote, correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute.
Wow, 120 is too fast.
Yeah, I'm like,
what does that correlate to? Like, what music is between 80 and 116? I'm not a musician. I'm not a music guy.
Wow. Well, it depends if you're getting the half beat or the quarter beat.
Many forms of music would...
Way to complicate the question.
Many forms of music would run in that range. Like, I think...
Like pop music?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of rock, a bunch of metal.
Okay, like, so you can listen to Taylor Swift?
Some. As long as it's not too fast.
I don't know her
too
music.
Slow.
All right.
Right? Like even like thrash metal bands have an occasional
song. But you couldn't go to Zumba
or whatever, right?
Because Zumba's too fast for the exercise.
Yeah, I think all of that like workout stuff.
Okay.
Like spin class, music's too fast, right? All of the aerobics type stuff. Okay. Right? Where they like playing the fast beat music to keep your heart rate up, to keep you going.
We got the beat.
I don't know what the BPM. Okay. There is an app though, like if a song is playing, you can just put your phone up to, you know, the speaker
Shazam
that's around you, and it'll tell you the BPM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not Shazam.
No, Shazam's an interface. I can't remember what it is. A drummer friend of mine uses it.
Okay.
Because
SoundHound?
Yeah, maybe.
But rumor has it by Adele is 120 beats per minute.
Right. And like
Tragedy by the Bee Gees. Come on.
I think like when I'm using a click track or my drum machine, like I start out at like 140. You know, somewhere between 120 and 140. So,
so where does the Eleutheromania LP fall?
I don't actually know what the BPM of any of those songs are. I should. But
I thought it was an easy answer.
But, you know, I set it once in the software, and then I'm like, yep, that's right. And then I forget. You know, if it feels right, I'm like, yep, that's it.
All right.
You know?
Well, the magic rectangle says 120 beats per minute is the most common tempo in all of music, and it's considered allegro, brisk, and lively. It's a little
fast,
but not too much. Anything fast would be 135 and above.
So like that,
so he's tempered it even below that at 116.
Yeah, so I don't think 116 is 116, the max.
80 to 116.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that upbeat song, they ain't nothing gonna break my stride, right? That's too fast.
Okay.
That's 120 or above.
All right.
Right. Ain't nobody gonna break my stride.
Slow it down. Yeah, just pitch shift it.
Pitch shift it down.
Get it on on
get
YouTube.
Get on Chechnyan Radio. Number one on Chechnyan Radio.
And they say this means all Western rave and techno music will be banned.
There you go. So he just wants traditional Chechnyan music.
Mm-hmm.
We play it slow in my
But not
country.
That slow stuff.
Yeah.
Not too slow.
In Soviet Russia, music censors you.
No dancing either.
Chechnya has reportedly banned music that is too fast or too slow. The Russian Republic said, we already covered that part, its culture ministry made the announcement.
Wow.
They have a culture ministry.
The Ministry of Culture.
That's the Minister of Culture.
Made the announcement in a statement earlier this week, according to the Moscow Times. The new standard of music is relatively slow. New standard. Of music is relatively slow compared to a lot of modern-day pop music and would rule out a number of Western genres from being played publicly in the conservative Islamic society.
As long as they can play both types, country and Western. Mm.
No K-pop allowed in Chechnya.
Yeah, no baby metal.
That's okay, too.
No baby metal. I really hate baby metal.
Oh,
way.
Really?
Yeah, baby they're metal? Like... Okay. Just
what's baby metal?
They were endorsed by Rob Zombie, so I'm like, oh, it's fine
with
me.
Is it a band called Baby Metal?
Yeah, it's annoying. It's
right, we'll talk about it at the break.
Yeah, we'll play some at the break.
Oh, okay. You'll be say like, we did.
Okay.
All right. You don't want to hear the baby metal.
The Republic's leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, I'm probably butchering his name, or saying it too slow.
Too fast.
Instructed Culture Minister Musa Dadyev to make Chechen music, quote, conform to the Chechnyan mentality, the Moscow Times said.
My mentality.
But not too slow.
Make everyone conform to my mentality is the translation there.
Yeah. Yes. Borrowing musical culture from other peoples is inadmissible, he also said. The ban was reportedly announced following a meeting between the Republic's ministry and local and regional artists.
Oh, they're on the payroll.
I can't imagine artists going, yeah, this is a good idea.
I mean, you got to put a gun to their head and then.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they're on the payroll, they're
slow
saying,
music
yes,
down
sir,
or
yes.
Gulag, your choice.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This is even worse.
Oh.
Artists are said to have been given until June 1st to rewrite music that does not meet the criteria. And if their music is not reworked, they won't be allowed to perform it in public.
Wow. It reminds me of the movie Amadeus. Remember the king was, I forget exactly how it goes, but Mozart was doing the symphony with a theater group. And the king said, there's too many notes in that. And he had to strip it all away, and it was just stupid.
603-283-6160. How would you handle music that's too fast or too slow being banned?
If you're in Chechnya, give us a call.
If you're anywhere. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.